Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So the next time you're going to send him one of these text messages, he's going to ejaculate in his pants. Take out a pencil, take out a notebook, and write this down. You're welcome. Let's start.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hello, and welcome to another beautiful Tuesday, but also it's another beautiful episode with me, your host, your best friend, and your, what is it, lover? What do I normally say? I already forgot because it's been a second since I recorded an intro. No, I recorded one last week, so actually I should know better. Your best friend, your host, oh, your big sister and your therapist, unlicensed therapist, Violet Benson. Welcome to my show, Almost Adulting. So today we have somewhat, I would say, of a supposed to be a shorter episode because it's our Tuesday episode. So those are either Confession Corner episodes, which you should check out, the one from last week, and then the one before that, because they're epic. And it was basically you guys calling in and then telling me secrets of what it was like to have a sugar daddy and funny stories. And basically that's my favorite episodes, actually, if I'm being frank, because they're fun, not too emotional, and I just love them. And I'm going to get into a habit of basically having a Confession Corner episode every other Tuesday where I'll have you guys call in, leave voicemails that are hilarious. Obviously, I've noticed other podcasters may start doing what I've been doing, but that's okay because, you know, what is it called? Copying is flattery. I forgot, whatever the term is, it's all Gucci. I don't care because you guys are hilarious and you guys always have the best stories. So I think for next week, maybe we'll do Confession Corner. I just have to figure out what I want you guys to confess. But in the meantime, today we have technically, it's supposed to be quote unquote a vault episode. So it's like a vault archive episode where I share an episode with you guys that I either never posted, was deleted from previous podcast network that I had or something like that. Today's episode is actually I recorded it myself. So I don't know why I'm not posting on a Thursday. It's definitely it has like main character vibes of an episode, because today I am talking to you on how to win a breakup. You want to win a breakup in one sentence? Ignore them. But if you wanted to, you know, take it to the next step, this is like the dopest, the best advice on how to win a breakup. And then I dive in a little bit into also surviving ghosting, because I think we go through the same emotions because it's a feeling of rejection, which brings in shame. And it's so crazy every time I like a guy and then it doesn't work out. And then I forget that I never actually even liked the guy that much. Because the minute you feel rejected, suddenly you're just like, well, what if they were the one? And you just want to chase them and you want to go after them. When in reality, you forgot that you never actually even chose them. You didn't even know if they were for you. You liked the attention. But then, no, the minute they say goodbye, it's our egos bruised. And this even happened to me recently. And here I am like, trying to keep this person around until I finally snap back into my brick. And you know, the worst thing the women do is that women, we blame ourselves. When we part ways with a partner, research shows women tend to blame ourselves for that. And men tend to blame their partner for the reason they parted ways. So that's great. You know, so as women, I always do this where I suddenly start to figure out what I did wrong. And it's not even going through text to figure out what text was wrong. It's more like me as a human being. How did I fail this relationship by existing. And then that's me trying to figure out like, oh my God, it must be my attachment styles. Fuck, like I need to deal with all my trauma, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the guy that I was dating was God. When did he get hired for that job? Please, please. We forget how many flaws these people have that we're dating. And it's always funny because women will like be like, you know, yeah, I mean, he still lives at home. He's 52 and he still lives at home, but he's getting back on his feet. He'll get there. Or it's like, yeah, he has a hunchback or whatever. But you know what? It's really cute when he like, you know, has kids on his shoulders and they're riding him like a horse. Like that's so adorable. So he's sweet. He's good with children, you know? And yeah, he's not easy on the eyes. And sometimes people look at him, they throw up because they just start gagging because something happened to his face. But you know what? It's not about his looks. It's about his heart. And we do all this. And then with the guy, he's like, you know what? Her second toe is bigger and longer than her first toe. And that's such a turnoff for me. So yeah, I don't think we're a match. Like that's the biggest difference. So yeah, again, today it's going to be all about how we're going to win a breakup. And bitch, you're going to win this breakup. So again, this is such a main character episode, but whatever. I'm giving it to you on the Tuesday. So tell all your friends, better listen to these because I put a lot of effort. And yeah, I'll dive in a bit into ghosting because again, it's the same rejection emotions, but I will probably give you by the end of this month, another Tuesday episode where it will kind of dive in a little bit more into surviving getting ghosted. Even though I also have a full-on episode, which I'll say in that episode as well, where I think I'm pretty sure there's one that's why you got ghosted. So if you really want to figure that out, just go through my old episodes and you'll find it. But yeah, so welcome, by the way, to a brand new month of August. This month, we are going from love, relationships, and dating, which was in July. We are going into breakups and cheating. Perfect transition as I'm newly single again. Love it. And this Thursday's episode is with my girlfriend Cammie, who also has a podcast. So it's a really good episode. So definitely tune into that episode. Okay. So before we get started, I am first going to answer some of your questions since technically Tuesday episodes were supposed to be about that. And then I'll dive into mending your broken heart, surviving a breakup, you know, coming out strong post-breakup because you're a badass fucking bitch, even when you're crying. Even when you're a sad bitch, you can still be a bad bitch. And then I'll dive into a little bit into ghosting. But then the rest I'll save for my a different Tuesday episode in 2 weeks. I will just kind of dive in a bit into ghosting since I have to hit a cap. A quota for my podcast network because every week I get in trouble with them. I'm even scared to say this because they'll fucking kill me. But Tuesday episodes have to be minimum 25 minutes. So lucky you guys. But again, I want to keep them also short. Wow, V, shut the fuck up. Right. Okay, let's get started with some questions from you guys. So the first question goes out to Matthew from London. Matthew asked me, hey, Violet, how come you're still single? Well, Matthew, the reason that I'm still single, I'm actually finally single for the first time in my life. I'm literally dating no one right now, aside from quarantine depression. I feel like the real reason I'm currently single is because for the first time in my life, I have this thing called standards. Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys heard of it, but everyone should try it because once you have standards, that's when you start to realize that before you were just dating anyone, giving them a roof over their head, letting them sleep in your bed, allowing them inside your home, inside your heart, inside of your vagina, inside of your vagine, giving them your energy, giving them your time, giving them your personality. And for what? For 3 seconds of somebody riding you and you don't even come and then they come on your stomach and then they just throw a towel on you for you to wipe it off yourself and then they just leave and then they ghost you for 2 days afterwards? No, thank you. Now that I have standards, I finally realize what I deserve. I'm working on being the best version of myself. And with that, I'm going to then attract the best version of someone else into my life. So I'm just waiting for that. Next question. Laura, she asked me about sexting. So this is what Laura said. I just started dating someone. It's super exciting and I really like him. The thing is, he recently started sexting me and I'm feeling the pressure to reciprocate, but I don't know what to say. I suck at this. Can you please help me out? I'm afraid he's going to think I'm boring if I don't start sexting him back ASAP. Okay, so even though I'm terrible at sexting, I decided to create a full-on list of all the things you can say. I literally went out there and did research by asking all my friends on what the best things to say when you're sexting. Take out a pencil, take out a notebook, and write this down. So the next time you're gonna send him one of these text messages, he's going to ejaculate in his pants. You're welcome. Let's start. Should I say this in a sexy voice? Okay, yeah. I already miss choking on your massive cock. I want you coming on my tits right this second. My fingers are so wet from playing with myself, thinking of you. No one fucks me like you do. I want you inside of me so bad right now. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm sitting in my bed right now, staring at a wall, talking to myself, saying dirty things, and like, I can't take myself seriously. Okay, I'm gonna try again. I'm naked in bed waiting for you. Come over. Come as in C-U-M. Let's go buy some new toys today and experiment. Winky face. This smoothie's good, but your cum is even better. Please don't say that. Don't lie. I'm so wet just thinking about your hard cock. Ew. I could sex you, but I'd rather show you what I want to do to you. I like that one. Send that one. Your dick is literally perfect. Oh, okay. You know what? I've sent this one before. You've turned me into such a dirty little whore. I can't stop thinking about you. Your cock drives me wild. You don't have to keep using cock. Like, it's totally chill if you want to use dick. Whatever. You know, it's your life. Okay. Your balls, my tongue, my place, now. Have you ever had a wet dream about me? Be honest. I had one about you this morning. My nipples are so hard because I can't stop thinking about you. Oh, I love this one. I love making you come. I can never get tired of fucking you. Oh, I've said that one before, and I meant it. You're the only guy who can make me come that fast. I can feel my pussy getting wetter as I type. I get so horny thinking of you choking me with your strong, big arms while you're inside of me. I hate myself. I can't stop thinking about how sexy you were the other night. When can I make you orgasm again? Fuck that. When can you make me orgasm again? Okay. I hope you enjoyed my sexting tips. I hope you use at least one of them. And now I know what I'm going to atone for on Yom Kippur this Monday for literally making this list. So Moses, please forgive me. Okay. Next, Georgia from Italy asked me, I can't tell if he's into me. Well, first of all, Georgia, if you have to ask, then you probably already know the answer. If a man's interested in you, he's gonna make it obvious. You don't have to wonder because he's gonna make it abundantly clear. When a man likes a woman, he'll do anything to get her attention. So stop making excuses for whatever man left you confused that you're up at 2 a.m. Googling love spells with your BFF on how to get him to want you. Like, writing down Kyle 75 times on a piece of paper is not going to make him magically realize that he loves you and show up at your doorstep. Trust me. I've tried it. It's not that he's too busy. It's not that he's too shy. It's not that he's too intimidated. It's not that you did anything wrong to make him angry, that he's going through a tough time right now and needs some space, or whatever other excuse you've told yourself. Trust that inner voice inside yourself that's making you question why you ever even liked him in the first place. If he were into you, baby, you'd know. So the next time you think of hitting him up or he hits you up first just for the attention, ask yourself this. Are you some dirty cum towel that this dude can just use and then throw on the floor until he's done and needs it again? I think not. The answer better be no. So step away from this disaster before your self-esteem is completely non-existent, okay? So Georgia, if you've given it your all and it's still not enough, then you need to learn how to let go. You need to know when it's time to give up on someone and move on before you waste all your time and energy on someone who doesn't deserve you. Remind yourself what a wonderful and unique individual you are and how anyone would be lucky to have you. And then ask yourself why you're wasting your time on someone who doesn't even care to acknowledge how amazing you are. You are more than just a cum towel, okay? So move on and find someone who actually deserves you and your precious time and that wop. And if you're like, ah, but the dick is too good. First of all, you're lying. He never made you come. Just be honest with yourself. The only reason you came that one time was because you used your vibrator or your own hand, or you were like dreaming about that guy that says like, are you lost, baby girl? You were thinking about him, and that's the only reason you kind of came. You probably didn't even come. You just lied to yourself, okay? He's not the best dick you've ever had, and you're gonna have better dicks. And sometimes it's okay to take a little break from that dick diet. Maybe step away from that all-you-can-eat dick buffet and just work on yourself for once, baby girl, okay? Like, eat some vegetables, moisturize, get tested because you may have chlamydia. I'm kidding. You don't. But, you know, sometimes you gotta be your own hype woman, your own trap queen for a bit. You gotta love yourself first. You gotta save that WAP for a man that's actually worthy, a man that deserves that wet-ass pussy. So you wanna know how to teach that man that's treating you like shit a lesson? Do nothing. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. The sexiest thing about you shouldn't be that thirst trap you just posted on Instagram to get his attention when he's acting like a dick. It shouldn't be any nudes. That's you rewarding him for bad behavior. The sexiest thing about you should be how quickly you leave him alone. Because men don't learn with words. They learn with silence. One time, I think a while back, someone even asked me how to get the man back. The same way you're trying to teach him a lesson with silence is the same way you also can try to get him back. By saying nothing. If a man really wants you, he'll stop at nothing to try to get you. And when you go quiet, that's the only time that really makes a person try to think about what you're saying, because silence is so much louder than words. Silence says everything you wanted to say and so much more. It makes people question what they ever were thinking. And another advice that I have for somebody, Jessica asked me, I think in a DM, she asked me what to do when somebody dumps you. The best advice I've ever given to somebody when you're going through a breakup in the beginning is, aside from giving him silence, is to not react. When a man dumps you, he's already been planning that in his head for a while now. So when it finally happens, he's waiting for you to go crazy. He's waiting for you to react. He's waiting for that validation to make him feel good and to a validation about why he actually wanted to break up with you. So don't give him that satisfaction. That's why a lot of times women end up being so surprised when they're going through a breakup, because they didn't see it coming, but the man has been thinking about it for a while. He already created his exit plan, which is why when a man breaks up with you, the best thing you can do is to just agree with him. And I didn't say disagree. I said agree. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but trust me. So if it's in person and he's letting you know, allow him to say what he needs to say. But the minute he starts to say all the things you did wrong, that's where you stop him and say, let me stop you right there. Because the man I'm supposed to be with would never speak to me that way. And I will never allow somebody to disrespect me this way. And whoever I'm meant to be with will never think I'm too much and will never have any feedback like this to give me. So that's how I already know that you're probably not the right person for me. I think it's best if we part ways. So A, the advice here is that you do the dumping yourself. So then he'll be like, what the fuck just happened? Or B, you have to interrupt them when they're trying to break up with you if you're telling you that you did anything wrong, because you don't have time for that. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to allow them to put you down, because you're better than that. You're a motherfucking queen. And you got to remember that in your head during a breakup.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the next move during that breakup, agree with him. Be like, you know what? You're right. This isn't working out. We both deserve better. Thank you so much, by the way, for being so brave and having the courage to want to meet up with me. You know, give him a compliment or two. Confuse him. And then this is my friend. She taught me this. So if you guys are meeting up in person, after the whole spiel of whatever I told you to do, my friend told me this, and this is the best advice in the world. Put a timer on your phone to make sure this is no longer than 30 to 45 minutes. And then when that timer beeps, pretend you have something going on after, even when you don't. You have to cut it short. So you have to be the first one to walk away so you can watch you walk away. So then when the timer goes off after 30 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever you've decided, just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for this. I respect you so much for deciding to do this in person. Thank you for the feedback. I hope you find what you're looking for. I actually have something after this. It's going to confuse them so fucking much. It's going to make them feel like they're not even worth an hour. And it's going to make them feel like you literally don't even care. And it's going to make them question if they made the right decision breaking up with you. And after that, silence. That's when the silence happens. After that, because they're expecting you to break down, you don't. Nothing changes in the way you've been posting on Instagram. You become more mysterious, so they have no idea what you're up to. So if before you weren't really posting, don't suddenly start posting like you're having the time of your life, because you're not fooling anyone. It's going to be very obvious. You also don't post anything to try to make him jealous, because that's not the point. Just you posting how you're bettering your life and how amazing you are and how like it didn't even affect you. Even if you're crying every single day, he doesn't need to know that. You don't post all your pathetic, sad quotes, 50 sad quotes, because trust me, he doesn't give a fuck. And if he does see those quotes, it just makes him feel better that you still miss him. You want him to question why the fuck he ever even broke up with you. You don't text him. If he texts you, you don't respond. You let him wonder why he just let a queen like you leave his life. You let him realize that you were the best thing to happen to him because you don't even want him anymore. And then you go silent, you ghost him. And then finally, after he texts you like 6 times, I don't know, 10 times, or maybe after 2 weeks, respond to his text. But don't respond if he's just like, oh, the weather's really nice outside. No. You respond when he actually gives you a plan. Meaning when he says, I realize I missed you and I feel like we should talk. That's when you respond. Okay, what should we talk about? If you want him back, the only time you respond is when he actually wants to set up a plan of why you guys should get back together. If he's texting you, I miss you. Yeah, no fucking shit. Of course you miss me. I'm amazing. And it was your loss. You say nothing. Oh, why'd you like that guy's picture? Silence. Oh, how are you? Just checking in on you. Boy, you don't need to check up on me. I'm fucking amazing. So again, silence. The only time you finally respond to him is when he says, I feel like we need to talk. That's when you're like, oh, really? Go on. So again, that's what you need to do. If you're also going through a breakup and the person dumped you via text, either completely say nothing in that text when he dumps you, because if he was such a coward that he needed to text you, he doesn't even deserve a response from you. And that will make him question if you ever even cared about the relationship. Or if you do want to respond, just say, thank you so much for everything you have to say. I appreciate that. And yeah, I agree with you. It's not working out. And again, it's going to make him question everything, because I'm telling you, men expect women to go crazy after a breakup. And a lot of the times we do, including myself. It's happened to me before. Anyway, girls, I hope that helps you. But also, here's a little advice for the guys out there that are treating these ladies like shit. Next time, before you think of ignoring a girl's text, please remember that unless your pee-pee ejaculates money and vibrates like a broken washing machine, you are replaceable, sweetie, okay? So be thankful that your girl's kind enough to put your stinky balls in her mouth, because shit, that's love, bro. That's love. I hope that helps. All right. Ayal also asked me how to date again after a broken heart, because I'm afraid to get hurt again. Well, a philosopher by the name of Thomas Merton expressed this and said it really perfectly. He said that actually the more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller, more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt. So actually, the one who does most to avoid suffering in the end is the one who ends up suffering the most. Does that make sense? So I think what he was trying to say is that basically getting hurt is inevitable in every relationship or in anything that you do in your life, whether it's physical or emotional or mental. It's part of life and it's part of growing. And the people who try to shield themselves the most are the ones who end up getting hurt the most because they never got to experience anything. You have to put yourself out there. You have to know that, yes, your heart is going to keep breaking, but eventually, not only you're going to grow from that, eventually going to find the person that you were meant to be with. I'm literally so thankful I didn't end up with my first love. And no, not because he had a small dick, but because he wasn't my person. I remember a long time ago, I wrote this for myself when I still didn't know how to love myself. And you're like, oh, what does loving yourself have to do with finding someone? Well, the truth is, y'all, or anyone that's listening, when you're broken inside, you're going to end up drawing people who are also broken inside, because we end up being a mirror of the people that we date. It's a reflection of us. And I think I've talked about it in one of my other solo episodes before, is that when you keep being so scared of getting hurt, you end up getting hurt. Your thoughts become your reality. So when you're really scared of getting cheated on again, you end up drawing somebody who's gonna end up cheating on you, because that's what you subconsciously were asking for. So I know that sometimes when I've been in a low place, I've dated men that have not been the best for me, because that's what I believe that I deserved. So when you finally work on yourself and become the best version of yourself, that's when you end up also attracting the best people out there. But I remember when I still didn't fully love myself, I wrote this down, and I wrote how sometimes we think that if someone doesn't show love the way we show love, that it's not there, but it's not true. You spend so much time thinking that people don't love you until one day you realize that they're all trying. You just don't know what it feels like. You spend so much time thinking it's everyone else until you realize that maybe it's you. Because how can you accept love when you don't really know what love is? You have to be able to love yourself first before you can open your heart to somebody else and accept theirs. The part of you that is hurt, that is sad, that feels like a lonely little child, is a part of you that actually needs the most love and the most care. You have to stop criticizing yourself. You have to stop shaming yourself. Once you start showing up for yourself, you're gonna end up realizing that you can be the person your loved one deserves. Once you stop showing up to yourself and you can fall in love with yourself, you're gonna realize then exactly why everyone else is falling in love with you. You have to love yourself the same way you want someone else to love you. And you know, have you ever heard, like, when you love somebody so much, you tell them, I'll never leave you? Wouldn't it be nice if you start saying that to yourself when you're finally enough for yourself? What a powerful statement is that, when you finally tell yourself, I'll never leave you? And that's why I always can't stress enough when I tell people, you have to figure out how to love yourself before you can allow someone else to love you. It's so important, because some people get into these relationships and they're like, you know, I didn't love myself, but this person taught me how to love myself, and now he loves me enough for the both of us. And that's great. But what happens if one day he walks away? You will lose everything. You'll be so heartbroken, you won't be able to get out of bed. Had you worked on yourself from the beginning, it wouldn't be as heartbreaking once they walk away, if they ever do. I'm just saying, it's important to take care of yourself first before you're able to take care of someone else. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was obviously short and sweet since it's a Tuesday episode. If you want me to dive more into it, make sure to leave me a 5-star review that you enjoyed it, and we'll discuss some more. But we'll go through all the emotions this whole month of breakups, breaking up with yourself, you know, from bad habits, friendship breakups, getting cheated on, dealing with ghosting, which I said we ended up, you know, not having enough time to cover it on this episode. But like I said, we have a full episode about ghosting. I'm pretty sure it's called Why You've Been Ghosted, but I will give you another short Tuesday episode, not next week, but the following week. And that will kind of get into surviving getting ghosted. But anyway, hopefully you are feeling empowered after listening to this short episode and you feel like you got this and you can win the breakup. But honestly, I never believe when people tell me, but time really does heal all, and not stalking them really does help. And just, you know, realizing your worth, like, as long as you continue knocking yourself down, trying to understand why someone didn't choose you, you'll never move on. And as long as you keep checking up on them, you'll never move on. And eventually you just have to wake up and you just have to be like, okay, enough, stop, and just let it go. Fuck them for not choosing you. And yes, it can be fun to play these games and all that, but it's always when you finally stop playing games, when you stop figuring out how to get back at them, when you just realize that you're worth so much love, so much more love than they were able to give it to you, you realize, you know, fuck it. Why am I even bothering? And you just move on and you let it go. And then when you, usually when you stop playing those games and you finally moved on in your heart and your brain, spiritually, emotionally, all that, the guy's like, oh, wow, she's doing super well. Let me ruin her life. No, and that's always when they come back. That's why I feel like a lot of times I chase someone when we part ways, because I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm not going to like you anymore. I know when you come back, it'll be too late and I won't like you. So let's just make it work now. But that's not what the universe had, you know, planned for you. They always come back when you don't want them anymore. And hopefully that can be a lesson for them, that they lost the best thing they ever had. And that was you. So yeah, hopefully you enjoy the short episode. Ghosting will be in 2 weeks. Next week, I'll try to do Confession Corner. If I don't have time, then you know what? Guess what? Ghosting will be next Tuesday. But anyway, this Thursday, in 2 days, we got Cammy. She's amazing. It's a great episode, because we're diving into breakups and we talk about how she moved forward after being in a relationship of 5 years and just realizing that wasn't her person. Like, how she healed, diving into the dating world again and all that. But also, don't forget to leave me a 5-star review, because you love me. I know you enjoy my soul episodes the most. So leave me a 5-star review and I read all of them. Anyway, love you, angels. Have a beautiful day. Mwah.